Okay, we're going to take a look at how you can actually create your own work item type definition, specifically bug work items. So let's look at what we've already got. I have my job board team project. This is a team project on my Team Foundation server. I'm going to go to the work item node, right click, and say I want to add a bug. This is going to let me type in a new bug, say new bug for demo, and you'll see that I have certain data fields here. So what if I actually want to change the data fields, change the state transitions? Maybe I just want to do something simple like, instead of calling it triage or priority, I want to go ahead and give it different terminology and change just the screen up a little bit. Right, maybe I want to add some additional tabs down here, add some data fields. Well, just different things that I might want to do for my particular type of bug. So let me go ahead and close this out, and we're going to basically show you two different ways of doing this. The work item definitions that I have currently are because I'm using MSF Agile, one of the out-of-the-box software processes. So you really have two choices. You can modify the bug definition here on a live team project, or you can modify the MSF Agile software process. Okay? What I'm going to show you is real quickly where you would go about right-clicking on your Team Foundation server, going to Team Foundation server settings, and going to Process Template Manager. And here is where you can actually export out the default MSF Agile software development process. You simply click download. Pick a folder on your hard drive to actually save that to. And I've got this little WIT directory that I'm going to go save mine to. Hit save, and it's going to save out the definition of MSF Agile there to my machine. I'm going to go ahead and hit close. Go out to my hard drive now, and what you're going to see is I have this MSF for Agile Software Development folder. If I look at this from the Windows Explorer perspective, I can go out and say WIT. MSF for Agile Software Development, go into the Work Item Tracking folder and go to the Type Definitions folder. The definition of the MSF Agile bug is actually this bug.xml file. I can take that bug.xml file and open that up in Visual Studio. This is the underlying XML that contains the definition for the MSF Agile bug. There's really three key sections to this XML file. There's a field section, which is all the unique data fields that you have. There's a workflow section that controls the state and transitions, and there's this form section. The form section contains the layout of the actual form that you see in the Team Explorer user interface. So let's start with the form section. I'm going to expand that out. Scoot up here a little bit, and you'll see if I look at the forms, it starts off with a big section of comments giving me some guidelines for the form section. Scroll down a little bit, and we'll start seeing some layout patterns. What you're going to see here is initially a group that contains the field system.title, and it has a little label that just simply says title colon. Okay? So I wanted to perhaps change the title of this, and to show you what I'm looking at here, let me go ahead and go back to my project and add a bug. We're looking at this particular field. It says title colon, and then has a field all the way across the form. If I come back over here, notice that this particular column is 100% width. That's why the title field goes all the way across. So if I want to do something just as simple as changing the title field and calling this perhaps my title, hit save there. What I've now got is a new bug definition. If I want to take this bug definition and load it back into the MSF Agile process, I actually save it out, which is what I've done. I've saved it out here. Right? You'll notice the date timestamp is different than the other files. I've saved it out to this folder, and then the process is you go to your Team Foundation server, go to server settings, go to Process Template Manager, and you can hit the upload button and upload the software process. When you choose the software process off of your hard drive, you go into the folder, MSF Agile here, and you simply hit the upload button. When you do that, if the process is the same name, and that's actually dictated by a file called Process Template XML, if it's the same name, it will actually override the existing software process. Alternately, you can change the name of the process and upload your own. Right? So that's how you would go about changing the definition, and that would then get put in place for all future team projects, but it wouldn't fix the job board project that I've already got open here. So instead, I'm going to take this bug XML and we'll actually look at what it takes to take bug XML and load it into an existing team project and how we can manipulate it at that level. If I come back out here to my command prompt, there's actually two commands you have at your disposal. There's something called WIT export, I'm going to type that in. And what WIT export allows you to do, WIT stands for work item type, it allows you to export out the definition for an existing work item type on a live team project. So what I can do is I can say WIT export, Give it a file name, and this is going to be where it stores the item. So I get to make this name up, and I call it bug XML. The name of my team foundation server, Notion TFS. The name of the team project, in my case, job board, that I want to connect to. And then the name of the work item type I want to export out. Once I do that, it's going to go ahead and connect up to my team foundation server and export out the definition of a bug. Now what I can do, if I go look at this, this is on my D drive in this WIT folder. If I go back to the D drive WIT folder, let me just get rid of all that. You'll see that I have bug XML here. That's not the same bug XML file as I have open here. Let me close that one down, drag that over. It's going to look nearly identical because of the fact this is the work item that was created by the MSF Agile software process. But I'm going to go ahead and make some changes here. What I'm going to do is go ahead and minimize fields, minimize workflow. Let's go make the exact same change that I made before, but this time we'll follow it through and actually load it up. So I'll call this my title, hit save. Let me scroll up here to the top and show you one key thing. And notice this part here says work item type bug. The reason a bug is a bug is because this says the name is a bug. If I change this name, that would actually change the type of work item that I have. So I would have a new work item. So if I called this defect, and I'll show you that here in a second, I would end up creating a new work item type that would be rendered here through this list of work items that I can add. So I've gone ahead and made my change to my title. All right, so just validating that, it says my title. I've saved this out. Now let's go back to the command line, and we have another command that we can run, and that's called wit import. And you'll see the options for that here. So I'll say wit import, bug XML, the name of my team foundation server, Notion TFS, the name of my team project, job board. And first off, I'm going to do a slash V. The slash V here validates the XML without actually importing it in. So it's just a quick little check to make sure that I don't have anything an error in my XML. Now that that's checked out, I'll go ahead and just simply remove this slash V, send that up to the server now, and what we've done is we've changed the bug XML work item type. Now, one of the complexities you're going to have here is that Team Explorer tends to cache data, so you may have to right-click on work items and say refresh. Now when I go ahead and add a new work item bug, you'll actually see that it says my title here. It actually loaded up my new bug definition. And that's a very subtle change, but you can actually take this a little bit further if you want to. So notice here how the title field is a required field and cannot be empty. Let's go ahead and make this rank field also required. So we can make that a required field as well. So let's go into our bug XML, find that field. So let's first off close down the form. Go under the field section here, and this is all of the fields that I have in my work item type being shown right here. If I look at these individual field types, you're going to have quite a nice section here, including a field called rank. If I come in here and I want to, well, how do I actually make this rank field be required? Well, there's actually two ways to do this. One way is you can go read the documentation that it comes with the Visual Studio SDK as far as how you go about modifying the work item definitions. This is all documented quite nicely. The other alternative, and this is my favorite, is you just go steal, right? Just like you would if you're trying to do some sort of coding thing, you find an example. And here's an example of how a field is required. This is the title field. So I'll just copy the XML. Notice it appears right after the help text. I'll go back down now and find my rank and simply paste in that required text. Save out bug XML, go back, re-import bug XML to job board. And now what I've got, if I go in and refresh my work items yet again, and one thing just as a tip, notice here where it says add bug. When I refresh, that will actually go away, and that kind of is my visual indicator that it did actually refresh. Now if I go in and add a new bug, notice the rank field is now required. Okay, so you can do this process iteratively. The only thing you really should be cautious of here is don't be doing this on a live in-use Team Foundation server. I highly encourage you to do this in a virtual machine environment, on some sort of staging environment, or some sort of test machine. Because if you have people actually trying to input bugs while you're playing around, you can put the server in a little bit of an invalid state. All right? This kind of concludes what we're looking at from the work item tracking perspective there, as far as modifying this bug. The only other thing I want to show you is what happens if I actually change bug to defect, save that out, and I can actually just import the exact same file. When I import the exact same file, even though it's called bug XML in the file itself doesn't say what type it is. It's not actually a bug, it's actually a defect. So now if I refresh, right click, add work item, notice I now have a defect work item type. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. So notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.